Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 46.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant-at-Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors are asked to please silence all electronic devices. This afternoon's prayer will be offered by Representative Arp. We'd ask our members and our guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative Arp.
Thank you. If you would like to join me in prayer, I invite you to please do so. Our Heavenly Father, we pause to acknowledge you as creator and sustainer of this world. You laid the foundations of the earth. You created this beautiful day wherein we work and live and love. Lord, we acknowledge our sin as ever before us. We fail you, Father. We fail each other. We need your grace and we need your forgiveness. We need to forgive each other. Yet you take broken vessels like us to do your good will and help a broken world. In that miracle, we see you and your infinite love, your infinite kindness, and your infinite mercy. I pray for my colleagues and friends and staff. We ask by faith that you give us wisdom to serve this great people of North Carolina that you love. Father, be honored by what we do as we love one another. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for April 19th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Hall moves the journal for April 19th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. And the journal is so approved. Ratification of bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
The enrolling clerk reports the following bill duly ratified at presentation to the governor. House Bill 156, an act to amend statutes relating to the state treasurer's unclaimed property division and to extend DMV emergency rule authority.
Chapter bills will be noted. Introduction of bills and resolutions, however, Mr. Clerk, the only one we're going to read at this time will be House Bill 603. The chair is going to remove the remainder of the introductions to the end of the calendar. Introduction as to House Bill 603. The clerk will read.
Representative Destin Hall, House Joint Resolution 603, State of the State.
Calendar for today, pursuant to Rule 32. Members, by way of explanation, the bill that the chair has added to today's calendar is the joint resolution to call for the State of the State, addressed by the governor, who will be speaking to this body in joint session next Monday evening. The balance of the introductions of bills and resolutions will occur after adjournment. House Joint Resolution 603, the clerk will read. Bill will, without objection, have its second reading today. So ordered.
Representative Destin Hall, House Joint Resolution 603, a joint resolution inviting His Excellency Governor Roy Cooper to address a joint session of the House of Representatives and Senate. The House resolved, the Senate concur.
Gentleman from Caldwell has the floor to debate the resolution. The House will come to order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As the Speaker just said, this is just a joint resolution inviting the Governor for the State of the State address on April 26 at 7 p.m.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of House Joint Resolution 603 on second reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Joint Resolution 603, having passed second reading, will be read a third time.
The House resolved, Senate concurred.
Question for the House. Passage of House Joint Resolution 603 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Joint Resolution 603, having passed third reading, will be sent to the Senate by a special messenger. Members, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to some special guests. We have Danielle Phelps from Cleveland County, who is here with 10 pageant title holders from around the state within the Miss America, Miss USA, Miss Cosmos, and Miss Collegiate organizations. Would y'all please stand so we could welcome you? Thank you for being with us today. We're glad you're with us today, and we wish you all a great visit with us. Apologize, we were running late. We had a meeting that took a little time before this one. Calendar. House Bill 334, the clerk will read.
Representative Pickett and Sane, House Bill 334, a bill to be entitled an act to eliminate the add-back for business expenses deducted to the extent of the payment results for forgiveness and covered loan under the Federal CARES Act for 2020 taxable year only. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Beaufort, Representative Kidwell, is recognized to send forth an amendment. The clerk will read.
Representative Kidwell moves to amend the bill on page 1, lines 2 through 4, by rewriting the lines to read.
Representative Kidwell, the gentleman has the floor to debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a pretty straightforward amendment. On 334, we did not cover 2021 in the PPP expense allowance. This would simply do that. It would also add to conform to the Internal Revenue Service or the federal government on allowing the first $10,200 of unemployment to not be taxed. I'll stand for questions.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question for the House is the adoption of Amendment A1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The amendment is adopted. Representative John, I just was looking at the gentleman's amendment, I believe that Representative Kidwell's amendment took care of your language as well. Is that correct?
He did a great job, Mr. Speaker. Right. Thank you.
Then the gentleman's amendment will be returned to him. Members, because this is a material change to the bill, the second reading will not occur today. By the ruling of the chair, that will make the bill back to first, so it will be eligible now for its second reading as amended tomorrow. House Bill 145, the clerk will read.
Representatives Adams, Kidwell, McNeil, and Turner, House Bill 145, a bill to be entitled an act to protect the property rights of persons subject to a domestic violence protective order and allowing them to store their firearms with or sell their firearms through a qualified licensed firearm dealer. Durham Sir North Carolina enact.
Representative Adams, does the gentleman wish to send forth the amendment first?
Mr. Speaker, I'll go ahead and introduce the bill and then send the amendment forward.
Very well. The gentleman is recognized to debate the bill.
Okay. What this bill does is it offers the option for a defendant in a domestic violence situation the opportunity to have his firearm stored or sold by a qualified federally licensed firearms dealer. What this will do, is it will remove the burden of local law enforcement storing these firearms and holding on to them and accounting for them and inventorying them and that sort of thing. But what it does also recognize is that these firearms are the property of the defendant, and he has the opportunity to either have his firearms cared for by a federal firearms license holder or sold by that federal firearms license holder. On the other hand, he can leave them with the sheriff if he chooses to, and I'll stand for any questions. I do have an amendment. It's a small language change.
The gentleman's recognized to send forth amendment. Clerk will read.
Representative Adams moves to amend the bill on page 2, line 16, by deleting the phrase immediate, and on page 2, line 17, by rewriting the lines to read.
The gentleman's recognized to debate the amendment.
What this amendment does, when you talk about selling firearms immediately, if it's a $400 pump shotgun, immediate might be one thing, but if it's a $20,000 Krieghoff shotgun, immediate might be something entirely different. So it's just a matter of semantics. The other line is we just simply make a remark in the form that would be provided to the defendant that would include information concerning the defendant's rights to recover the surrendered firearms, machine guns, or ammunition.
Further discussion, further debate on the amendment? If not, the question before the House is the adoption of Amendment A1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The amendment's adopted. We're now back on the bill. Does the gentleman desire further debate on the bill?
I'll stand for any questions.
Seeing no questions, further discussion, further debate. If not, the question before the House. Passage of House Bill 145 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Bell, the House Majority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Republican members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The following members have officially designated me to announce the vote on their behalf. Representative Bradford, aye. Representative Hastings, aye. Representative Rogers, aye. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Reeves, House Minority Leader, is recognized to announce the proxy votes of the Democratic members.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If I may have one moment to confer.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Speaker, the following members have authorized me to enter votes on their behalf. Representatives Adcock, aye. Alexander, aye. Brockman, aye. Cunningham, aye. Graham, aye. Harrison, aye. Hawkins, aye. Lucas, aye. K. Smith, aye.
Representative Reeves, would the gentleman like for us to show an excused absence for Representative Hunt? We don't have anything. We have a no vote right now.
Yes. Is she here? Oh, okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll show Representative Hunt excused absence. Clerk will watch machine record the vote. 113 having voted in the affirmative and 4 in the negative. House Bill 145 passes second reading. Will be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House. Passage of House Bill 145 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. House Bill 145, having passed third readings, ordered engrossed and sent to the Senate. What purpose, the gentleman from Union, Representative Willis, rise.
Point of personal privilege.
Gentleman has the floor.
Would just like to welcome our folks from my village of Marvin, from back home, Christina Amos, Joe Polino, Jamie Lean, Bob Marcolese, Claudia Marcolese, and Austin Yao. Thank you for making the trip down today.
Thank you. And members, on motion of the gentleman from Union County, Representative Willis, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to the to folks here from the village of Marvin. We have Christina Amos, John Polina, Jamie Lynn, Bob Marcolese, Claudia Marcolese, and Austin Yao. Would y'all please stand so we could welcome you? Thank you all for being with us. They're back there on the back left. Members, for your planning purposes, tomorrow there will be votes. We are going to have a 3:30 session. I would encourage all members to be prompt. We're going to have some guests who are really bringing a great honor
to this institution tomorrow. We have a number of significantly disabled veterans who are going to be here with us tomorrow that we're going to recognize on the floor of the House, and I know it will be a special moment not only for those folks and their families and their caregivers, but also for those of us who are members of this institution. So just want to make sure you are aware of that, and there will be we will do things a little different to make sure we show them the proper honor and respect they deserve. So appreciate your indulgence in that, and I believe this will be an experience that not a one of us will ever forget. So with that, that will have concluded today's voting business. So we're now going to go to notices and announcements. For what purpose does the gentleman from Guilford, Representative Quick, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to be recorded as yes on House Bill 145.
The gentleman will be recorded as having voted aye on the second reading of House Bill 145. For what purpose does the gentleman from Union, Representative Arprise?
For announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
Appropriations Committee will be meeting tomorrow at 9 a.m. in the normal room, House 643. Will be taking up House Bill 370, No Veteran Left Behind.
What purpose does the gentleman from Forsyth, Representative Lambeth, rise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
The Health Committee will meet immediately after session in our usual room, 643. We have three bills. We'd like to get through those fairly quickly today and get you on your way. Thanks.
What purpose does the gentleman from Duplin, Representative Dixon, arise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
The House Committee on Agriculture will meet tomorrow at 1 p.m. in 643.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Iredell, Representative Mills, arise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
Ladies and gentlemen, the House Election Law and Campaign Finance Committee will meet tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Randolph, Representative McNeil, rise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
The Pensions and Retirement Committee will meet this afternoon in room 415 at 2 o'clock. There are two bills on our agenda. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Davidson, Representative Potts, rise?
To amend the announcement from the gentleman from Forsyth.
Gentleman has the floor.
The House Health will meet at 12:50 rather than immediately after a meeting. House Health, please be on time.
That sounds like a man that wants to get some barbecue.
Sounds like a man is going to chair the committee and wants some barbecue.
For what purpose does the lady from Mecklenburg, Representative Carty, rise?
For an announcement.
Mr. Lady has the floor.
The Arts Caucus, for a reminder, will meet 5 minutes after we leave here in room 1124. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Currituck, Representative Hannig, rise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House local government was canceled last minute today. It is rescheduled for 11 o'clock on Thursday. Email to follow. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Beaufort, Representative Kidwell, rise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House Freedom Caucus will meet tomorrow at 12 noon in 2226.
What purpose does the gentleman from Union, Representative Willis, rise?
To make an announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
I'd just like to remind everybody tomorrow at 5 o'clock, immediately following session, we'll have the Wounded Heroes Day celebration out in the Bicentennial Plaza. Everyone is invited and would love to have you all attend with us. Thank you.
Thank you. What purpose, gentleman from Almance, Representative Riddell, rise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
Friends, reminder, regulatory reform will be meeting at its normal time at 11 o'clock on Thursday. Keep an eye on your mailbox for the meeting notice. Thank you.
And again, members, I would encourage members to pay close attention to the bills that are moving through the policy committees that will be going to rules. Those bills are likely, you're going to be seeing some of those bills likely on tomorrow's calendar and Thursday's calendar. So do inform yourself of that as those will be added to the calendar to dispose of business this week. Any further notices or announcements? If not, the gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, April 21st at 3:30 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Hall moves, seconded by Representative Stevens, that the Senate do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, April 21st at 3:30 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
The Speaker makes the following committee arrangements. Representative Howard is removed from the Committee on Finance and is added to the Committee on Appropriations. Introduction of bills and resolutions. Representatives K. Smith and Hawkins, House Bill 589, prohibit LEO use of chemical agents on minors. Bills referred to the Committee on Rules. Representative Galliard, House Bill 590, mobile barbershops, mobile salons, referred to Rules. Representative Galliard, House Bill 591, fines and forfeitures payments to schools, referred to Rules. Representative Galliard, House Bill 592, remove restriction on public school cap funds, referred to Rules. Representative Lambeth, Zenger, Zachary, A. Baker, House Bill 593, Forsyth Senior Services Facility Funds, referred to Appropriations of Favorable Rules. Representatives Ball, Harrison, John, and Fisher, House Bill 594, Traveling Animals Public Safety Protection Act, referred to the Committee on Rules. Representatives Von Hafen, Dahl, Butler, and Belk, House Bill 595, Hygiene Product Sales Tax Exemption, referred to the Committee on Rules. Representatives Fisher, K. Smith, Harrison, and Brown, House Bill 596, Healthy Families and Workplaces Paid Sick Leaves and Sick Days, referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar Operations of the House. Representatives Meyer, Clemens, Reeves, and Quick, House Bill 597, NC Paid Family Leave Insurance Act, referred to the Committee on Rules. Representative Davis, House Bill 598, Restitution, Sexual Exploitation of a Minor, referred to Judiciary Number 1, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representative Davis, Cleveland, Faircloth, and Potts, House Bill 599, Vets, Military, Free Admission, State Attractions, referred to the Committee on Homeland Security, Military, and Veterans Affairs, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representatives Graham, Riddell, and Hurtado, House Bill 600, clarify Okanichi Band of Saponi Nation, referred to the Committee on Federal Relations and American Indian Affairs, if favorable, Judiciary 1, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representative Graham, House Bill 601, funds Indian Affairs Committee Assistance, Commission Assistance Director, referred to the Committee on Appropriations, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representatives Hardister, Pickett, Arp, and K. Smith, House Bill 602, UNC Legislative Priorities, HR Reports, referred to the Committee on Education Universities, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. House Joint Resolution 603 was already read out of sequence. House Bill 604 from Representative Davis, require safety call, child care facilities, referred to families, children, and aging policy, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. And Representatives Winslow, Dahl, Hawkins, and Mills, House Bill 605, Voters' Rights to Know Act, referred to the Committee on Election Law and Campaign Finance Reform, if favorable, Appropriations, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. The receiving of committee reports. Representative Hannig is recognized to send forth the Marine Resources and Aquaculture Committee report, House Bill 518, temporarily waive commercial fishing fees, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 518 will be re-referred to the Committee on Finance. Representative McNeil is recognized to send forth the Pensions and Retirement Committee report, House Bill 176, enhance SHP debt collection abilities agency bill. Favorable and re-referred. House Bill 176 will be re-referred to the Committee on Finance. House Bill 269 gives state retirees 2% COLA funds. Favorable and re-referred. House Bill 269 will be re-referred to the Committee on Appropriations. Representative Mikhail Raffin-Yarborough recognized to send forth the Environment Committee report. House Bill 230, NC Managing Environmental Waste Act of 2020. Favorable and re-referred. House Bill 230 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. House Bill 272, revised health standard for LEAD, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 272 will be re-referred to the Committee on Health. House Bill 372, restore funding state conservation purposes, favorable committee sub, unfavorable to the original bill, and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 372, re-referred to the Committee on Finance. Representatives Baker, Lambeth, Potts, Sasser, and White recognized to send forth the Health Committee report. House Bill 468, established surgical technology standards. Favorable committee substitute, unfavorable to the original bill, and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute for House Bill 468, re-referred to the Committee on Rules. Representative Baker, Lambeth, Potts, Sasser, and White recognized to send forth an additional report. House Bill 483, pistol permit mental health record to sheriff. Favorable committee sub, unfavorable to the original bill, and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute for House Bill 483,
re-referred to the Committee on Judiciary 2. And Representative Baker, Lambeth, Potts, Sasser, and White recognize to send forth additional committee report, House Bill 447, the Jeff Reig Law, Patients, Religious Rights, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 447 will be re-referred to the Committee on State Government. Representative Carter and Hunter are recognized to send forth the Families, Children, and Aging Policy Committee report. House Bill 295, DSS Review of Procedures, OAH, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 295 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representative Dustin Hall is recognized to send forth the Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee report. House Bill 425, Development Regulations, Multi-Jurisdiction, favorable. House Bill 425, Calendar 36B. Senate Bill 113, Modify Termination of Parental Rights Appeals, favorable. Senate Bill 113, calendar 36B. And Senate Bill 212, Bennett College Accredit, Private Need Based, favorable. Senate Bill 212, calendar 36B. Representative Blackwell is recognized to send forth the Judiciary 4 Committee report. House Bill 398, Pistol Permit Purchase Modifications, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable to the original bill and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute for House Bill 398, re-referred to rules. House Bill 436, Support Law Enforcement Mental Health, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable to the original bill and re-referred. Original bill, unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute for House Bill 436, referred to the Committee on Health. Representative Carter and Hunter recognized to send forth the Family, Children, and Aging Policy Committee report. House Bill 473, Revised Laws Safe Surrender Infants, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable to the original bill and re-referred. Original bill, unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute for House Bill 473, referred to the Committee on Health. Representative Dustin Hall is recognized to send forth the Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee report. House Joint Resolution 582, confirm governor's business court appointments, favorable. House Joint Resolution Calendar 36B. House Bill 245, Efficient Government Buildings and Savings Act, favorable committee substitute number 2, unfavorable committee substitute number 1, committee substitute number 1 placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute number 2, House Bill 245, Calendar 36B. House Bill 366, Regulatory Reform Act of 2021, favorable comm sub number 2, unfavorable committee substitute number 1. Committee substitute number 1 placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute number 2 for House Bill 366, calendar 36B. Representative Blackwell and Torbett are recognized to send forth the Education K through 12 Committee report. House Bill 256, Smart School Bus Safety Pilot Certain Counties, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill and re-referred. Original bill, unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute for House Bill 256, re-referred to the Committee on Appropriations. House Bill 428, Teacher Licensure Retired Educator Program, favorable committee sub, unfavorable to the original bill and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute for House Bill 428, re-referred to the Committee on Pensions and Retirement. House Bill 545, Mandatory Training Contributing to CEUS's, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable to the original bill and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 545 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House.